I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Hi-ho!
Good 8 minutes afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh, it's nine minutes afternoon. Damn it. God.
It's 9 minutes. Oh my gosh. It's only 9 minutes after 11 here.
Yeah, I'm in the future.
Oh,
the weather's still
nice,
but there are slightly more dumb people. Slightly more dumb people.
Well, if that is any truer words were ever spoken.
Yeah. Just it's a.
Okay.
It's a if you it's a golden mean spiral into retardation that we're on.
Oh.
It's fun though.
Whee!
Just endlessly spiraling down, just shaving off IQ points as we go.
Yeah, back when the slides stopped being so fun, because it doesn't stop.
Yeah, it does. When you're like, start to cry, because you're like, why doesn't it end? Yeah.
That's how I feel on those spinny rides at the fair. Like at the beginning, it's like, oh, yay! Then the one where everyone's standing up, and it's a giant circle, and then it just starts spinning faster and faster and faster, and then all of a sudden you can't see or focus, so you try to close your eyes and then hope for the ride to end.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like this.
That's basically what everybody's riding. It's like that thing that I said earlier,
like,
where there's only so much common sense, and since we got 7 billion plus people, we're spreading it thin now.
Oh, boy. But are we?
Okay. Yeah, we're spreading it like butter wheat.
Butter wheat? Mine's gluten-free, but sure.
Well, you know, maybe that's one of those misnomers where it's like butter wheat, but there's no wheat in it, like bacon bits. Or clipless pedals.
Oh, that was like yesterday. Okay, so we had our citywide garage sale, which this is the first time that I didn't go to any garage sales. I only had mine at my address to get rid of stuff. And I didn't get to go to any. And that's really hard being a product of mother. And I actually very much enjoy garage sales a lot and seeing all the things that people are getting rid of at like crazy prices. So anyway, we participated in our own. And then I had to leave a little early so I could play a soccer game. So I left it all to my husband and my children, and it was terrible. There were many stories where they should not have gone for those prices, or there were dim bitches who tried to get it for practically free. I'd rather give it to charity than give it to someone who's trying to swindle my child.
And I hate charity.
Anyway.
That chick is a bitch.
I hate her! Anyway, so we... God, oh my.
Yeah. I have feelings about charity. That's why I don't give to charity, because I hate charity.
She's just going to snort it up her nose.
It just goes straight up her nose or somewhere.
Nose or hose.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we had this cute little like children's baby doll car seat. And there was this little stuffed lamb, and I was trying to get Anthony. I didn't want to get up, and I was like, "Hey, babe, can you take that little kid's car seat and put it out by the road?" And then as he's walking, I go, "Oh, put the lamb in it." And he goes, "Huh?" And he's looking around. I'm like, "What?" And I go, "The lamb in. Put the lamb in the car seat." He goes, "Oh, you just said laminate." I was like, "Oh." So he's like looking for like laminate flooring somewhere.
Laminate on first.
Yeah, I know. And so he kept going like. Put the laminate. I was just like, it started to sound so weird. And then we couldn't stop giggling. We're like, what the heck? Words are so weird.
There should be like a hardware store commercial or like a laminate company that's their slogan. Put the laminate.
Put the laminate.
And that's like their little thing is like a lamb. And like, put the laminate. Ah! And it's just like, you can totally play off of that.
I like your...
My bleat?
Your bleat. Yeah, your bleating is quite good.
Yeah, well, I've been practicing in the shower.
Wah.
I was bleeding in the shower earlier.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
God. Oh, my goodness.
No, it's not what you think.
No.
I bleed all the time. What? You're just making it worse.
Oh, silly lambs. They're always bleeding everywhere.
Bleeding all over those fields. Just walking up to cliffs and bleeding out. See, it's so morbid.
It is different with a T to a D.
It is. But it doesn't sound very different, so. kudos to English for being confusing.
Oh my gosh.
Once
speaking
again.
Okay, let me tell. Okay. So, talking about garage sales, I got rid of a lot of our stuff that has plenty of value and for crazy prices, because it's like, I just don't want it. I don't want the stuff, so it's got to go. Well, I hesitated telling Mom that I had a garage sale, because I'm like, well, do you have some things that I gave you, or could you save that for me? Or guess what I just got? Just got a text from Mom.
What?
Literally, just now, I got a text from Mom. Did you keep my toddler enamel table and wooden chair plus the wall sconces I just brought? If you're not going to use them, I want them back to sell. She's already doing it. She's doing it. I'm surprised it didn't happen yesterday, but she's already like, oh, can you give me those things back? Because I was telling Anthony, I'm like, I'm in like a conundrum. If I sell things or give away or whatever, or donate things that she gave me, then she gets upset. Or if I don't and save them for Mom, and I'm like, well, she gave it to me, then Dad's mad. He's like, why didn't you give it back? Why didn't you just get rid of it? I can't win.
No, I don't know how. Like, I get in between the two of them, also trying to appease both parents. I don't know if they realize how they're silently emotionally abusing us with their miscommunication. Because I get it too here. It's like I'm trying to make sure, like, to do what Dad wants to do, but then I need to do what I need to, like, make sure I'm not stepping on Mom's toes and vice versa, and Tom Hanks and confusion.
And Tom Hanks. Yeah.
You get Tom Hanks in the whole situation. Like, I switch bodies with him, and all of a sudden I'm Tom Hanks trying to talk to Mom. Now, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, and she's not having it.
Oh, it takes the better part of an hour and a half to even convince her. You know, not, obviously not linear, but sorry, this whole time goodness. I was paying my cable bill also, so I was kind of distracted. I apologize.
Thank you.
I couldn't hear anyways because the fucking connection's still up balls.
My connection's fine. I don't know what's wrong with
it's
yours.
Mine is racist. Obviously there are people of color around you, pencils or people of color in your proximity.
I have lots of pencils.
And my connection doesn't want to associate with pencils of color. Or funny. Papers of color, for that matter.
Oh, no.
Pupils of color.
We won't have you about.
Yeah.
Oh, no hablo. So anyway, I thought that was quite ironic that I ended up getting texts from Mom. Well, don't get rid of it. And then it'll be like a list of like 5-10 more things she remembered. No, Mom, I can't keep everything. That's the point. You have so much that you need to get
exactly.
rid of as well.
I don't get it. And stuff keeps showing up. I don't know how to stymie the tide.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trapped.
There's like,
I'm trapped.
Like,
you're trapped.
I was going to get the truck to I was at the store, and I guess Mom was taking a break to take the cast to the vet, which a noble goal, don't get me wrong, but we were like working in the store.
A noble feat,
being productive in the store, and then she broke off to go take the cats to the vet. I went to go get the truck, which was at the house where she was at preparing the cats shortly
preparing
thereafter
the
because I needed the truck to move rubble from the store
quickly
to the dumpster.
Prepare the cats.
Prepare the cats. Prepare the cats for lunch. For some reason,
that's what it sounds
for
like.
Some reason, I'm here. I'm making my money carpooling. I carpool privately and for Microsoft. They have an office downtown Indianapolis, and I carpool people there. Sneaky. Please watch your step as you. As you unload just
exit the vehicle, yeah.
Okay, look out. Okay.
Okay.
Have a nice day. Sneaky.
Good one. Any game.
Yeah. Anyway, so she was getting the she's preparing the cats for lunch. In the tiny car
don't,
that she
you're
drives,
gonna
be Fiona.
Yeah, Fiona.
I was getting the truck, and when I went to get it, there was like a bunch of rusty iron. Like a gateway or something for a garden, like some kind of decorative iron structure. I don't know what it was supposed to be, and a little bit of fence, and it was like in the back of the truck. So I had to move that to get the truck to go use it for working at 62. And then I get like a call from Mom. Apparently, she had to get the key to the Honda from Dad because I took the truck because she was going to take the truck to the vet with the cats because her car was at the shop getting its tires changed.
Oh my goodness. Wow, what a mess.
Huge mess of cars and vehicles. And so I was like, well, first off, I can't read your mind. The thing that you always say about Dad, like he never tells you his plans. Well, you didn't tell me this plan. So this is on you.
I know.
But to her credit, she didn't give me any shit for that. So she was like, all right, well.
But she should have.
She's
yeah.
got the Honda and went. So I think she kind of understood that. Felt the sting.
Oh, my God.
But then my question is, what yes. was up with all the rusty iron in the back? And it's like, what is this? I haven't seen this before. It's in the back of the truck. I feel like this is coming in.
This is coming in. This isn't going out.
I feel like this is coming in. I feel like I unloaded it from the truck, and then, you know, optimistically, when I returned the truck, I loaded it back into the truck to, like, say, like, hey, let's move this along. Let's not let, because, like, why the hell are we bringing things into this situation?
Oh, the love of
Christ.
Go.
Christ Almighty. Oh, Jesus Christ, babies.
Sorry, Dad.
Yeah, so...
That's what I'm saying. It's like this. It's like this. It's not a time warp. What am I thinking? It's like not Armageddon. There's all these words. I can't think of the word I want. It's like we're just trapped in like this purgatory of like trapped between mom and dad and trying to please both. And then they get mad at us and think we're all ungrateful. It's like we're not. Do you see what you're doing? And dad doesn't mean to do it. We're on his side because we're like, yeah, we don't want you to have to deal with all this stuff for the rest of your life because you've dealt it with most of your life.
Yeah.
But then we're like, mom, it's like, well, she does have useful, cool things and good ideas and a heart and she has feelings and junk.
And she's
like,
super generous and nice and all that.
I know. It's hard. Like we're trapped.
Super nice lady with super powerful demons. Just
these
like
are your demons.
Like some kind of like Mononoke Hime character or something. Just like a tiny, polite, nice looking lady with just like raging demons. Just like
raging.
Just behind her, yeah, just like a fire, an inferno.
And honestly, I think that's with any addiction. They're just raging demons inside a bunch of nice people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, and how they got there is subject to scrutiny. It could be that they were born with those demons, or they got into them
the
via,
demons were planted.
Via drugs, syringes, yeah, or smoking things.
Oh.
Some people got demons. I call them demons and spirits, actually. There's
some
a delineation
people
there.
Eat
where
too many cheeseburgers.
Demons,
yeah,
are the difficultly changeable, difflangible. Feelings that come from within that are innate, that are the nature of feeling, and then spirits, which, you know, very, very much tied to, you can flip-flop the two, but spirits tied to the spirits of law or of drink, where you can actually, like, okay, imbibe spirits and be changed by them. And have your demons and your spirits all mingled together. Most people have.
I feel like you should be saying demons differently, like with like a gay act, like demons. That would be better.
Demons.
That is not demons. Just be like demons.
Demon Stevens. Demon Steven.
That's the one.
Demon Steven. That call me Demon Steven. I'm down here with Satan in hell, just, you know, poking people in the face with little pitchforks and stuff, making sure they're sad. Demon Steven, it's my job to just be sure that to basically do the opposite of fluffing. Like, if you know what a fluffer, I know all you deviants know what a fluffer is. That's why you're here, poke, 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 poke. I'm trying to make you sad. I'm here in line to make you sad. And that's why I've got lemons. I've got sulfur. Does
you're
going to
make that little Percy
sulfur
face.
Yeah. I've got hot coals. I can just throw them right at your genitals. Okay? You want some?
Oh,
here you go.
Oh, my goodness.
Have some more hot sulfur in your face. Hot coals in your genitals. Enjoy. I mean, don't. Oh, sorry. My last job was at a Chili's, so I'm still. I'm getting the Demon Steven. I used to steal from the Chili's, so that's why I'm here. But I'm making the best of it, you know.
Okay.
I'm really not that bad of a person.
No,
but I am doing that bad of a job because it's my job. Hear more sulfur.
Hold on. Hold on.
Rain.
Oh, weird.
Well,
my thing is moving. Hey,
purgatory.
My thing is my audio position is moving, but I'm not getting the little bloopy blue things.
That's important to have for calibration.
The audio position's going.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It still says it's going.
I feel like this whole conversation is like now we've crashed into a turbine truck and we're just kind of like, it's like yelling, like instead of like you're on, like when they're on the train or on something fast moving, there's a lot of wind.
Going on,
and now we're
so
just like, well.
Should I just stop? I don't know what it's doing.
Can you hear anything? Oh, here's what we do. Hold
on. Okay.
Don't do nothing.
Well, it's.
Don't do nothing right now. Stop it. Hold on.
Okay.
Just sit tight. Sit loose or what? I don't give a crap.
See, it looks like I'm. Hold on.
Hang on.
No. I'm gonna catch it back up. Oh, we're good. We're good. We're fine. Nope. No, it's not.
You should be getting a phone call from somebody.
Ah! Yeah, it's from you.
Weird.
What?
Oh. Oh, hey.
Oh. No, it's going. It's just, it's not tracking.
Yeah, well, so you're, it's not Skype?
No, it's not Skype.
Oh, it's your Audacity.
Yeah, it's my recording. Yeah, the Audacity.
It's still going, but it's something?
It's still 16 minutes. It's still going. Yeah, it's still going, but it's not following with the blue things, the blue soundy things. It's still going. I have to manually track it to the right to show that it's still going. Is that fine?
Oh, that's probably fine.
It's probably fine.
Okay. Well, it's a good thing we had this conversation. Well, now Skype's a pile of crap. I don't know. I guess so. Here, let me try this again. Hopefully, the connection won't be so goddamn bad.
Okay.
Stupid pile of crap. Technical differences.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
Oh, hello
I got
again.
You.
Back to Skype.
I just hung up on my other conversation.
Well, I don't know. I feel like you must have bumped the scroll bar. Now I don't know if there's a way.
I didn't touch anything. I literally sit back and just let the genius flow. Like I don't touch anything.
Oh, well, that was your problem. Right there.
Well, like I said, it's still tracking. It still says now it says 17 minutes, but I have to go to the very lower scroll thing and then like scroll over and then it shows that I'm live.
Well, this
I'm
is
still
some
going.
Hot technical recording.
So hot.
I guess just every now and then make sure that it's still doing that thing.
I think that's probably fine. It's probably fine.
Yeah, okay.
I don't foresee any stress at all.
Nope. Nope, nope, nope.
Nope. Nobody knows. That's not how we live.
Nope. Live or die, as Muhammad Ali did this past Friday. Did we already go over that?
Oh, yeah. No, we didn't.
I was kind of confused because...
sad. I mean, I know he was in poor
people,
health,
it was kind of weird. They put the cart before the horse a little bit this time in a different manner of speaking. They put the tires before the car. Maybe. Because I started seeing like quotes from Muhammad Ali before I saw anyone talking about a day or two, because he died Friday, so I guess it was a day. But yesterday and last night and this morning a little bit, I was seeing just quotes from Muhammad Ali, and I was like, that's nice. And then I started to see too many, and then remembering, and then I was like, oh shit. And so I didn't know he was dead for 36 hours later, but I just thought that people were super into Muhammad Ali for a sec.
For a minute. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, now you are. Now everybody.
He's like the new
died.
Women's World Cup.
Huh?
Well, it's like everybody, it's a bandwagon. Bandwagon. Ah, they're nice bandwagons. I'm not, it's better than.
They're well equipped.
Yeah,
I understand.
Yeah, better than a lot of other bandwagons, but Muhammad Ali, nice guy. So,
yeah.
Hey.
Rest in pieces
that ants take.
Oh,
hey,
Jason.
I didn't invent this.
Hey.
This isn't my idea. Okay? I'm fervently against death, but here we all are for now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, what are you up to this weekend, Jace?
I'm going to fix my 3D printer, and then,
Oh yeah.
And then I'm going to yeah, work on a logo for my business, my Biz Nasty.
You haven't done that already? I figured that's the first thing you would do.
I've been busy. There's a lot of things to do.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, no, I've been working on the logo, but I've been letting the name percolate, titillate and percolate, and gesticulate,
gesticulate.
Tickle. All up and down.
Tickle.
All over the place.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, and then, so I got the name, I think, pretty much locked it down. And then now I think I've got a logo concept, more or less, but I need to get out some paper, probably, or buy a tablet, but I don't really have the funds for that. So get some paper, because I have two tablets, and neither one of them...
So then I'll get paper.
Neither one of my tablets appears to work.
Yeah, oh, really?
I don't know. I've got an old tablet that isn't being recognized by computer, and my new tablet that...
being a juice bag?
Well, the USB port on it broke off eventually because of just, I guess, me not...
Eventually? Well,
I guess I didn't store it properly, and it was just, like, soldered to the circuit board, and there was no other thing holding it in, so that broke off. Actually, I'm going to go get a soldering gun. I don't think I still have the USB port, though. Damn it. If I had that, I could...
It's funny how, like, one thing leads to, like, another, to, like, another, and then your day is planned for you.
Maybe I could take
new thoughts for JC.
I don't know if that's the same USB, but maybe I could take the USB port off of my old tablet and solder it onto the new one.
Oh my goodness, you got all the soldering.
Well,
things.
I don't know. I'll have to look at it. It might be too fucking complicated. Yeah. But we'll see.
Oh.
in speaking about it, that's all you have to do. However, actually soldering it, yeah. I don't know. I haven't ever looked at it, but
soldering.
But yeah, maybe I could do that and actually make a working USB tablet once again. But either way, or just use paper and scan it.
Again, just paper.
Scan it. So yeah, working on a logo. I think we're at the stage at 62 West Jefferson where it's about time to start drywalling and patching. And
ooh, that's exciting!
Yeah, I have to see if John Pavey is available tomorrow at all, because he's gonna have to help me with that. But no, I got the two little we're calling them pony walls, but I don't think ponies float, so it's whatever the opposite of a stalactite, stalagmite situation is.
Yeah.
Like a ceiling pony walls. Got a couple ceiling pony walls. And now, is that a ceiling pony or a pony wall? It's a ceiling pony. Pause. Wall.
Ceiling pony. Ball.
Wall. It's a ceiling pony. And then wait for the other person, enough time for them to talk. And then, wall.
Yes. That's when you know you're ready.
But we got those two little, you know, I don't know if you recall when you walk in and there's a staircase.
I do.
There's two little half walls.
It.
Took those right the hell out. And oh my gosh.
Yeah, both of them?
I mean, the wall, not all the way up to the staircase, but just the little ones, like, that were only maybe 5 or 6 feet high up from the ceiling.
Oh, you're talking about the entrance. Yeah. Okay. Because you're not messing with Dad's conference area.
No. The conference area is staying.
Oh, okay. But, okay. That's Dad's. He has a few things. Yeah, no,
well, I had to fight with him a little bit on the on getting the display, the other display, at my disposal, because he was under the impression that he would keep some of his decoration that was there previously, and I was just like, nah, bruh.
Dad!
Just like, I mean...
This is where we fight.
Yeah, exactly, because it's just like...
Waiting to fight your dad.
Yeah, yep, exactly. That's where it's coming from. No, I got... Because it's all part of the master plan, all the displays, so need to be able to do those. And yeah, he didn't want me to take the walls out either, but I was like, come on, Dad, master plan. Come on.
Dad, listen, I'm a visionary. Yeah. Sometimes.
It's like, we have to, once we see this through, and if it screws up this time, then you guys can start giving me shit. But if I actually pull this off, then I get to do more stuff. No one asks me questions.
Don't ask. JC's in charge now.
Exactly. No, I think...
I like that. I just picture you, like, shushing Mom and Dad.
Well, I mean, if I do this right... I probably will have that kind
of... If I don't fuck this up, yeah.
Oh, God. Jeez. This is also boring.
Look at you.
I've got color schemes, starting to scheme on that. I don't know if I've looped you into any of them, but they're top secret, mm-hmm. but I could send you some of the
drafts
that I've put together of color schemes and probably which direction mm-hmm. we're heading in, because I'm kind of honing in on.
I'm so excited. Yeah, I'd love to like either support you or tell you I have better ideas. Yeah,
I'd like to agree or improve. One or the other. There's no other option.
Hey, that's what makes things better. We work well with each other, obviously. Look at us. Look what we've built.
Look at this empire. Oh
my gosh. Look at it. Would you
powerful,
just look at it?
Undeniable. And look at it.
Would you just listen at it? Look at it. That's what we should do. We should put our own like viral video and be like, would you just listen? Just listen to it. Oh my gosh, my favorite thing. Anytime I post something that mom thoroughly enjoys, she always says, and I quote, this could go viral.
That's what she thinks.
I'm like, mom, you think literally everything could go viral, literally. This could go viral. Mom, it just happens. It's innate. You don't get to state it. It's like saying, I bet this is going to be on AFV. Because then it will.
Literally.
It has to be so organic,
everything could go viral. Like, you could comment, like,
everything. Could, viruses
if
can
she
go
knew
viral.
How to use the internet and she could and it would go to a place where there was like a random GIF, then she would just comment on it. This GIF could go viral.
Mom, it is. It did. It already did.
Yeah. Like she doesn't know how to internet. It's a weird
She's
it's like
dope.
What technology are they gonna I mean
she's not
I
the only one. She's not
it.
The
like,
only
like
one.
I haven't ridden one of those hoverboards, nor do I have any intentions to.
My kids even are like, those aren't hoverboards. They don't actually hover. I got good kids.
Yeah, I think...
And nobody gets there any faster, and it's just less effort that they're exerting.
Since we're still relying on fossil fuels to generate our electricity, mm-hmm. when you power that thing via your electrical outlet, you're just like... You're powering that with misery and pollution. Like, that's what... You're replacing walking with pollution. Congrats. And like... The modicum of farts that you might exert during a walk are now replaced by...
I know, because you get a little gassy. Just, yeah, you get a little gassy
a
from the ride.
Stream of noxious turbo dinosaur.
Turbo
gas.
turbo dino lance.
dino lance. Dino lance!
He's different.
He's Turbo Lance's gay... black cousin, which I am not even going to attempt.
Oh, what? Just like a dinosaur?
I am not
going to attempt to intimate
that that cousin of mine, because that would be racist, and I'm just terrible at impersonations because of my noticeable lisp.
Anthony had the other day. He was talking about nuclear power and how they're shutting some plants down, and you know it's very rare that you have one company, usually it's like a partnership that owns nuclear and blah blah blah, and so that got into the conversation about like nuclear power versus fossil fuels and all these things, and he had some we need to bring him on sometime just to kind of explain the ins and outs of it, because it's really fascinating. You don't realize, obviously he works in nuclear power, but the way basically the inefficiencies, like, yes, nuclear power is very scary, especially like in the wrong hands, but it's so much better than the putting the people under mining the coal and transporting the coal and the cost and all these things. And then so when you power things like with nuclear power, that it essentially generates itself and all these things, it's like, I didn't know any of that. And I know no one else. There's very few people that realize how nuclear power is so beneficial and people are trying to shut it all down. It's like, okay, well, other people's hands are in other pockets monetarily.
Pockets and pants.
For all the other pockets and pants. And so it's just really interesting.
I would welcome.
I can't explain it. I sound really dumb.
I would welcome his inclusion in an epidude.
I would too.
Because I feel like there's a lot of questions could be answered, and I'm wondering about. You know, I'd like to know what went wrong in Fukushima. How'd they fuke that one up?
How the fuke?
Because obviously that's a disaster, and I guess it had to do with a tsunami coming in and catching them unawares, but
now all of a sudden tsunamis are damaging. Gosh, they always It's just, they always say that first, but they don't get the full message, you know.
But I would, I'd be interested in that because I don't disagree.
It's super fun.
A far-reaching theory that that is the nature of our existence and our consciousness is sort of a nuclear reaction, and the universe itself was at one point a balanced nuclear reaction and became unbalanced and exploded, and that's why in little droplets of consciousness wink in and out of existence like drops on a tsunami wave.
But then what do I do with all of these emotions?
You put them in a balloon, and then when the balloon fills up, it floats up above you, and then if there are too many balloons, you float away and die.
And die?
Yeah,
dead.
And then frozen corpses just drop down from the atmosphere.
Oh, man.
Just shatter into a... And that's how you are buried. The pieces melt, and they are distributed evenly enough that God sorts it out. Birds and cats and bees and trees and collect the pieces.
Birds and cats and bees and trees.
The birds and the cats and the bees and the trees.
Birds and the cats and the bees and the trees. That's how it's done.
And the garbage pails.
And garbage.
You're all garbage pails. You're all garbage. Your pails of garbage. Your garbage pails.
It's about garbage. It's about rubbish.
Yep.
Rubbish pails.
Pails in comparison to garbage.
Okay. Oh my goodness. I have to make sure that I talk about this. Did you see the dog that? It's a mix of a Pomeranian and a Husky, so it looks like a light blue-eyed fox.
No.
Oh, my goodness. It's the neatest-looking dog.
I bet it is. I bet that's a neat-looking dog.
Well, I'll send you some pictures. Anyway, I guess her name is Maya, and the mother has to be the Husky, and the dad has to be the Pomeranian, so he obviously has, like, he's like, I'm so awesome and amazing, you know, that kind of thing. Because he's little and the lady's quite large. And he's like, yeah, get some. But you can't do it the others. You can't do it the other way because the puppy could be too big and the mom, I guess, could be too
really?
Or something. I don't know.
Well, yeah, do those ends justify those means? Like, maybe those are some really sweet puppies that, you know, you kind of have to bust a, you have to break an egg or a dog or two, you know, to make a domlet, a dog omelet.
That's awful.
Maya.
You should have received them via your phone. Your cellular... Excuse me, device. What? Did you get the pictures?
I sent them. No.
Oh, they say delivered. You should have them.
They're still interneting. Oh, there they go. This is like that Willy Wonka moment when everything's like floating through the air.
Yeah.
When he's disintegrated some child and is sending them through the atmosphere.
I know. I love that.
Yeah, like, that's a very dangerous... even when I was a kid, like... I was frightened of that movie because he was mutilating children.
Yeah, it's kind
of disturbing.
Like,
and like it was sadistic.
Anybody
it's
else?
Like, these people don't seem like they're going to survive unharmed or at all in some cases. Like,
I know. It was disturbing, and I think it just like you, like when you see light, you're like, "What about the darkness around it?" Jason's over
Willy
there,
Wonka.
Just like,
Willy Wonka. Like, I think at some point, Charlie even says, "Like, what about?" It's like they're all fine. It's like, yeah, that's what a psychopath would say. Like, what the fuck? This guy just murdered these people.
No, it's
the 70s. Nobody gives a shit. You can make anything disappear with enough cocaine.
It's a kid's movie.
Seriously. You don't think that guy made nose candy too? That motherfucker ran the town. Oh. He had the cops all on the payroll. How do you think he gets away with all those human rights abuses with the Oompa Loompas? What can we do? We're in a jail that we did not choose. They're like, they're in prison. They're human slaves, and I don't know what he pays them or how he's acquired them, but obviously he's covering up for many crimes.
Many.
I think.
But his smile at the end, though.
Yeah, exactly. Let's just say the soil behind Willy Wonka Manor is quite fertile. Let's just say that, and he doesn't have nearly as many workers or horses as he did once upon a time. That's a really nice looking dog.
Isn't she gorgeous?
It looks like Star Fox. The dog.
Yeah, that's what people are saying. They're just like, it's the most majestic. I guess she has like a ton of followers. And then it's funny because they're like, but wait, you may not be ready for it. And I'm like, why? What is there like some sort of like strange like chemical like reaction that happened when these two breeds were bred? And they're just like, no, owning a dog where it has a lot of responsibilities, just like the boom of 2000 when people started buying a lot of chihuahuas. And it's like, oh, so it's just basic dog care. Oh my goodness, then let me have one. I want one of these. I want Hats.
Yeah, you have to feed Anthony, it and Anthony you can't won't have like it, let but... it drown. Oh,
what,
bummer.
Yeah. Oh man, isn't she the prettiest though? Wow, 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 wow. That's a
handsome beast.
And it's quite it used to be
like
beast, when
people say
will.
It's like, you know, dogs used to be foxes, and they usually bring that up disparagingly. It's like, look at the modern bulldog or the chihuahua or the pug, and it's like, look what we did to wolves. Well,
the pitchu
just look at that, yeah. Like an hourglass. Like we had to smash them down and really meet them out, and then we created this other thing later. It's like, yeah, we kind of screwed up wolves a whole lot for a while, but now we got this thing.
Yeah, what's to do?
And Great Danes and other shit like that. Like, you can't tell me that wasn't worth pugs. Those things are so stupid. I just want to kick them. It's just because they look like they've been kicked in the face many times. So it looks like they just... It looks like it belongs. It looks like it looks like a kick belongs in their face. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm sorry. That's just the way I feel. I'm Berdonald Santa.
Okay.
I speak my mind, and I also care.
Berdonald Santa.
So I am actually, I'm genuinely sorry if I've offended you, but I think that you're ugly, and I'm sorry that you're ugly, and I'm sorry that I said that. I would like to help you with free plastic surgery for everybody. You can all fix your dumb faces. I'm going to build a wall. On your face.
We know.
I'm going to build a wall hair on your head. You're all going to have mohawks because they look like walls. That's going to be Donald Trump's Hitler do. You know how Hitler was like, everybody, do your hair this way. I want you to look fresh. Donald Trump's
going to
be just mandate everybody has a mohawk because it's a wall. I'm going to build walls on heads. As a reminder that the left side of your body should not interact with the right side. Those are different sides. Different political sides. Building wall.
Okay, Donald.
Building wall.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I forgot to ask you this. I think we talked about this like many, many epidudes ago. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
Hell nah.
Yeah, we do now.
Yeah, I think I put a cricket in there too. Later, earlier. when we talked about it, when we didn't talk about it last time.
Well, here's the thing. It's a pretty cool show.
I've heard about it once or twice.
Everyone. Well, I wanted to start to watch it because season 6 was starting, and it looked like it could be cool and adventurous. I know people watch it because there's crazy, like, there's nudity and it's like kind of porn
and Merkins
for people,
it's like the
like,
most Merkins per capita of any show that's being produced.
The stories, here's the thing, I really enjoy it because the story is very like, it's good. Like, there's like every time the episode ends I'm like, I want to know what happens next. Like, I literally like, I want to know what happens next. It gets me every time. But the most impressive thing, besides Emilia Clarke's body, yes, it's perfect, it's amazing, whatever, let's get over it, she's amazing, she's like the specimen of humanity, whatever. Anyway, the costumes and the sets, I literally cannot get over it. It's amazing. Like, it's awe-inspiring. Like, it's almost like, you know when you see like a really good movie that has like incredible costumes and graphics? This show is like ongoing. I don't know how they do all of it. I don't understand it. It has to be such an undertaking that I am just like immeasurably impressed every time I watch it. That's what I can't get over. It's amazing. Plus the story. Yeah. But there's boobs and penises and stuff like that for people if they need it. Like one guy, he was part of the plot to, we're only on season one. He was a plot to get Daenerys. And they caught him, and he had to be walked behind a horse with his hands tied, and he was naked, and his penis was flopping. And I was like, oh, well, there it is.
Oh, right, there's a painter.
I know. It was just flopping around.
Well, see, well,
but
I don't know,
he had
I
that feel, coming. You shouldn't have done that to like the dragon
should,
queen.
You know, going back to earlier conversations, it should be like, free the nipple, free the wang at least, you know, completely. And then
then
we all have, you know, like on lanyards, we have boner covers just for decency's sake. So, you know, because you want to be equal to the sexes. So it's like, yeah, everyone can just walk around naked, but, you know, boners. So you got to keep it like in your wallet or on a lanyard or up your butt or something, or like a hat.
Well, yeah, you got to keep it.
We all start wearing silly hats that double as boner covers. And that's the reason why it's like everyone, like all the sexless, genderless humans from 1,000 years from now will look back at this weird period and for like, you know, like 100 years or so when we're evolved enough to be naked in public, but we still are offended by a sexuality, open sexuality, so we have boner covers that double as hats because that's the only place to carry them.
Let's be decent.
Yeah, decent with silly hats that have like a little like Smurf or like what? No, it's the opposite. It's Gonzo.
The
snorks. It's got a snork.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it's got like a snork thing coming off of it, but that's for like your boner.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you said snorks, and I've got this. Mom sent this vintage windbreaker Reebok, like super 80s, 90s jacket, and that's actually what I'm covering the microphone with. So it's funny. We're just going all backwards in the 80s and 90s right now. Let's talk about snorks. Oh, wait. Now let's not, because they're painter covers.
Yep. We'll just rebrand. It's like, we've got this whole warehouse of snork hats that we didn't sell. Well, I've got an idea for you. Let me unload those snork hats for you.
I got a use for them.
Got snorks for dorks.
Nobody has a whale penis.
Yeah, well, that's not what we're using these for anyway, so that's a good point. That's a good point. I also think that we should all probably just wear shirts and pants for the most part all the time. And for some reason, guys' nipples don't seem to bother anybody. And bother in the sense that, you know, hot and bothered. Like, not bothered, offended. Bothered like, I've got feelings about this. And then balloons. A couple balloons. We would have far fewer religious people. Like, think about how nice it would be if just, instead of conversations with these crazy people, we just, you know, watch their frozen corpses fall from the heavens. It'd be a way that they would be raptured, you know. Yeah. This is how the rapture happens. Like, you know, some people argue that the second coming of Christ or of somebody, or that like all that could be attributed to cloning and then it's going to be man-made. Well, maybe the same way. We got to make our own rapture, you know. You got to rapture yourself by attaching canisters of helium to your back and filling balloons with your feelings and then floating up to your death.
It just makes it easier.
Well, it doesn't seem that unreasonable when I say it, so I don't know why we can't just at least think about it a little bit, do some planning, some cursory...
Obviously, there's logistics.
Exploratory.
Yeah.
Yes, let's explore the logistics of it. Let's really, you know, find out if it's a good idea or not. On first blush, it may be a little silly, I'll admit, but let's hear it out. Let's really, you know, see it through. Let's smell it until...
Like everything else that Jason and I do, we plan everything out thoroughly. Like everything that you and I do, we plan everything very thoroughly.
Thoroughly.
We're very calculating.
If any of us with an unfortunate end in the middle of our plans, it would be very easy for even a novice to pick up after us because of the documentation and the clear notes and records that it's a child could obviously find their way in our stead. So that is obvious. That much is obvious and knowable.
Mm-hmm. Yes. This much is true.
Yes, quite.
Yeah, quite so. Hey.
What?
I have more stuff to talk about, but not right now.
Oh, like later, like in a couple minutes. Weeks when we reconvene?
No, we reconvene in 5 extra minutes.
You are terrible at improv. Thank you very much. Here's the wizard. Everybody, look. It's the guy operating everything. Look, he did it all. The whole movie's about a guy who's lying. This movie is about lies.
I'm a wizard, but not the one that you like. Nobody likes this wizard. It's about
taking apart jokes, not constructing them. We're deconstructing jokes.
That's exactly
what. And then tripping over the parts, and that's what's funny.
That is way more accurate for us, yes.
Yeah. Well, back to the drawing board. 3, 2, 1. Yeah.